The consultant's report should be finished just before the November elections, but any meeting to discuss its contents will likely wait until January, when it will be clear which party has control over passing any new mining laws. The director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, George Meyer, says he's hopeful the discussion will lead to changes that a new legislature might agree to pursue.
If, in fact, after good faith discussions, representatives of the mining industry and representatives of the conservation and environmental communities can come up with a series of improvements to the law that both sides can agree to, I believe will have significant weight.
But the Republican senator who blocked the effort to reform state mining laws last session is skeptical. Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center says mining is a global industry, and any effort to change state law should include a look at how countries like Finland and Sweden regulate the industry. Schultz is also convinced any effort to change state mining laws that ignores the role of Wisconsin's Indian tribes is doomed to failure.
They are important partners in protecting our water and air resources in this state, and the sooner that we recognize that and make them partners, I think the better it is for everyone.
Schultz says the process of crafting new mining laws should be open and transparent, and the tribes whose lands may be impacted by new mines, along with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, should be invited to take part. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.